You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. What in the world is trending? We might as well start with some sports after their preseason win against the Cowboys on Saturday, which Jeremy watched.
I watched the whole game.
My God, that's like a news alert right there. The Broncos now travel to Buffalo to play the Bills this Saturday morning. It'll be an 11 a.m. kickoff Denver time. So get your, get your cheese dip ready early.
Oh, yeah, girl. I will say my observation is our new coach, Mr. Hackett, right? Mm-hmm. Just looks like he is having the time of his life.
Always has in his whole career, man.
This is the first I've ever known of him, seen him at the press conferences.
From,
where's that?
Green Bay Packers.
Oh, really? Okay, so you're super familiar with him. This is my first.
I was sad to see him leave the pack.
Well, we got him now. And he just looks like a guy you'd want to go grab a drink with. Yuck it up a little bit.
He's a big Austin Powers fan. I don't know if they talked about it. That's why in football they call, once you get inside the 20, they call it the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
He renamed it the gold zone.
Nice. For gold,
in honor
gold
of Austin
member,
Powers. Yeah. Rockies lost 2 out of 3 at Coors Field this weekend to the Diamondbacks, of course. After an off day today. Well, actually, they had an off weekend now, didn't they? After an off day today, the Rockies will start a series in St. Louis tomorrow night. That should be ugly. Hey, if people weren't watching sports, they were going back to the movie theater. Maybe not in droves, but for the second week in a row, Bullet Train, the new Brad Pitt thriller that Jeremy
still
does not
going,
want to
huh?
see.
I don't want to see it. I'm sorry.
Is number one for the second week in a row. We gave out a whole bunch of tickets here at Mix 100 to go see the number two movie at the box office, DC League of Super Pets.
Yeah.
And they actually, after 3 months, they bumped up the number of theaters again, showing Top Gun Maverick to get more money, and it got back up to number 3.
Still going strong, huh?
They say it's flying in the face of the typical moves these days by studios to only put the movies out for a few weeks and then put it off, on streaming.
Right on the streaming, yeah.
It's been 12 weeks, and it is still in theaters.
That's crazy.
A couple of new movies opened, barely made the top 10 because they must be so bad. The Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. And then that one I told you about the two women stranded at the top of the tower.
Oh, yeah.
It was number 10, so people are not.
Not so good, huh?
I got some news for nerds for you. Science has proven that if you think really hard, it makes you tired.
This is why our producer Josh is always so bright and chipper.
Ta-da-da-da-da-da.
He's not even here yet. He's still sleeping.
Researchers found that when your brain performs intensive work, you think back to the days that you were, staying up all night, pulling an all-nighter to study for a final or something like that. It builds up potentially toxic byproducts in your prefrontal cortex, and that causes cognitive fatigue.
Really?
So it's
just like gunk. It's brain gunk, essentially.
It's kind of like your brain is poisoning you, but anyway, they say what it does is it makes your brain start, let's put it this way, when you have decisions to make after that, your brain will steer you towards the ones that don't require a lot of thought because it's trying to preserve energy.
So it's like lazy decisions then.
That's why we make lazy decisions after that. Like, I'm just going to lay around and watch TV.
So how do you get rid of all this? Do you just go to take a nap or what?
Yeah, more sleep and exercise, they say.
Okay.
Sleep, exercise, just to stop your brain from having to function too hard. Okay, so back in the 90s on the show, when I was working with a couple of women, they would give me crap about stuff, not understanding what they went through. And so there was one time for a stunt all day, I wore pantyhose and some sort of like heel thing.
Okay.
And I went down on the 16th Street Mall and walked around, and it was like in the middle of August, by the way. And I was like, dang, that is hot. That's really hot. And then a few months after that, I tried this thing called an empathy suit. It's about 35 pounds, like a bowling ball that you strap to your middle. And it simulates being pregnant and what the stresses are that it puts on your back and stuff like that. And I wore that for an entire day. Well, now we've stepped it up. There is a company that's going viral for putting out some videos where men are trying out a device that simulates cramps during a menstrual period.
I'm curious, actually. I've always been curious about that.
I have too. I've actually asked women in my life. I'm like, when you say cramps, I'm like, what is that exactly?
Is it a sharp pain, a dull pain?
Listen, I know women who are listening right now are scoffing, but we can't know. Okay?
Yeah.
It's not our fault. We can't know
we
what
have
it's
questions.
Like.
That's all.
That's why I'm asking questions. Anyway, this device, Jeremy, will up the intensity from a 1 up to a 10. And they say most of the guys start to struggle and have a very difficult time around a 7.
Is this like an electric shock type thing? Or did you say how it does it?
It's a thing. It straps to your middle.
And it's got to be an electric impulse that tightens everything or something.
But the funny part about this is that they have the videos where the guys put it on and they're like, and they put it on women, turn up to the same amount, and the women look at the guys like, what?
Sitting there smoking a cigarette. What's the big deal? Yeah, it's because we're wusses. We couldn't handle any of that.
We couldn't handle it.
You should see the way I act if I stub my toe. It's the end of the world.
What else is trending?
Oh, sadly, Anne Heche is trending this morning. She was taken off life support yesterday after recipients for her organs were found. Sad news. She was declared brain dead on Friday, but they did keep her alive so they could donate her organs, which is huge. That's a good thing to do. She was facing possible DUI charges. Obviously, those were dropped. Possible influence of cocaine and fentanyl in her system when she crashed her car into that house in L.A. 53 years old, Ellen DeGeneres, who dated Anne from 97 to 2000, tweeted out, quote, "This is a sad day. I'm sending Anne's children, family, and friends all my love." So just a heartbreaking story. That poor Anne Heche, man. She was battling some demons, and it sounds like they got her. So just really sad news. That's your celebrity stuff this morning. Actually, no, check that. I got more. Alec Baldwin is trending. Yeah, he's still around. I guess the FBI says Alec Baldwin did pull the trigger on the gun that killed that Rust movie cinematographer, because he was denying and denying and saying, "I didn't pull the trigger. I didn't do that." But they sent the gun off to some FBI forensic experts, and they say it wouldn't have fired without somebody pulling the trigger. This doesn't mean he's guilty. I mean, obviously, somebody still put a real bullet in this gun. But I guess they're just basically saying it didn't go off on its own. So who knows what's going to go from here? I have no idea.
It's another tragedy.
It's another tragedy. I know. Two tragedy stories back to back. Let's redeem ourselves here with Cardi B's Secret to Healthy Hair, Dom.
I like this one because there's science in this, too.
There's a little bit of science, and it seems fairly easy. Cardi B says if you want longer, healthier, shiny hair, use onions. Onions, that's right. She says, my last two washes, I've been boiling onions and using the water from the onions to wash her hair. She said she started doing this about 6 years ago for her healthy hair journey, and it looks great. And she says it is odorless, and there's something about the sulfur content, right, that supposedly aids in regeneration of the hair follicles.
How about that?
And it helps maintain scalp health. Jeremy slowly pulls an onion out of his bag. Rubs it on my hair.
Yeah. The key to that whole story is what you just briefly mentioned is the fact that she says there's no odor.
No stink to it.
So
yeah,
your hair's not going to smell like onions.
Which I kind of wish it was making it smell like onions. That would be kind of funny. Story out this morning, trending in cocktails. They say this cocktail exploded in popularity this summer. Some analytics firm in sales data, they analyzed sales data from bars across the country, and pina coladas were the hot summer drink this year. Ordered 87% more than usual. I don't know why. They don't really say why, I guess.
That's a horrible drink.
I don't know if I've ever had a pina colada. They sound sugary. Isn't that like pineapple juice and coconut and rum?
Here's the two things about that. The drinks are horrible, and the song that made them popular is one of the worst songs in history.
Yeah. Mojitos were having a good year. Old fashioned still up at the top, Dom. Our old fashioned. So, I don't think I've ever had the old pina colada.
Don't.
I might have when we were down in Playa or Kauai, maybe.
Let me back up a step.
I don't want one when I'm here.
Let me back up a step. I know you and your taste. Uh-huh. You actually might like it.
It sounds fruity. It sounds refreshing.
I can't stand them, but you might actually, knowing your Princess Yum Yum.
My Princess Yum Yum, yeah, yeah.
And your strawberry daiquiris and stuff like that.
Yes.
You probably would like
my swirl margaritas.
Mm. Yeah.
But I can't see myself living here in Colorado, like sitting on a patio and be like, bring me a pina colada.
Well,
I need some ocean breeze and some seagull sounds, I think, if I'm going to order the pina colada. All right, sadly, Denver made the national news because of this clown. There's a guy in Denver, not this guy, Andrew. He was sick of people letting their dogs poop outside his home and not cleaning it up. I guess there's a strip of rocks right next to the sidewalk out front. He posted signs that said, please be respectful. He put little bags out there so they could pick up the poop. Some people still weren't doing it, so he installed a security camera to catch him in the act. And he caught some guy who didn't pick up the poop, and so he went on to next door and shamed the guy and posted images and said, do you know this guy? And that guy saw the post, and he came back earlier this month to leave his own poo. Oh. The security camera caught the guy defecating in the same rocks that his dog pooped in.
That's how smart this guy is.
Andrew.
He saw that he was captured on video.
He's like, I'm going to go do it again.
So he goes back to the video camera to break the law.
So Andrew thinks it was in retaliation, and he called the cops.
Obviously it was.
The cops are still trying to ID this guy. Luckily, this time around, they have DNA and an image. My God. And this was national news. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Find it on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a video of a bear.
I'm a bear.
Having the time of his life. I guess this young bear got into some sort of hallucinogenic honey. And there's a video of him laying in the back of a pickup truck, and he is tripping.
Stoned out of his mind.
This bear be tripping, and it's kind of cute, kind of funny. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.